It's time for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner, general manager, Paul Weiser. Good morning, sir.
That's an eloquent spokesman for Don's TV.
Yes, I noticed that. Yes.
We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and winery at Keepersall, East Texas destination south of Tyler off of FM 344. My dad had a great sense of humor, and one of the things he taught me is that for a joke to be funny, it has to have a basis in truth. Thus, I was interested to overhear the following at a lunch gathering yesterday, 100 days exactly since the November 2020 presidential election. Said the jokester at the table next to me, "Hey, did you hear about the Super Bowl?" "Yeah, they found 4 mail-in touchdowns, and the Kansas City Chiefs have now won it 37-31. Well, everybody laughed. Well, if it's true that for a joke to be funny, it has to contain a kernel of truth, the truth behind this joke is that with 100 days having passed since the November 3rd election, upwards of half of voters believe that Joe Biden's election victory is like the Kansas City Chiefs' Super Bowl 55 victory, which is to say it didn't really happen. The left, via its near total control of the media, academia, big tech, the entertainment industry, and the executive suites of the biggest corporations in the country, has done a superb job of placing a tinfoil hat on the head of anyone who still dares raise questions about the integrity of the November 3rd election. The left insists that all allegations of election fraud have been debunked. Tweet something to the effect that you still have your suspicions, and your Twitter account is subject to being flagged, suspended, or outright deleted. Press your case in certain quarters, and you face cancellation, in the latest iteration of that word's definition. The courts have found that there was no election fraud, the lefty pundits say. No reporter ever challenges that statement, even though it's demonstrably not true. No court has made any such finding. That's because with respect to lawsuits concerning the election filed by multiple parties in courts at every level, including one filed by the state of Texas at the U.S. Supreme Court, not a single evidentiary hearing was ever held. All of the suits were disposed of on procedural or jurisdictional grounds. There was never examination and cross-examination of evidence, the means by which disputes are settled in this republic, and the very purpose for which our courts were established. It was reasonable to ask at the time, and it's reasonable to ask 100 days later, that if the left believes that Biden's election truly was on the up and up, why such a visceral reaction to anyone who dares even whisper a question about it? We opined in this space 6 days after the election that Joe Biden would be well served to cooperate in getting to the bottom of the concerns raised by the Trump campaign. Had he done so, the country might have been spared the mayhem at the Capitol on January 6th, and President Biden might have avoided millions of voters mentally placing an asterisk beside his name. As things stand, the asterisk remains, while resentment still simmers. And that's no joke. That's my word, what's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com, and you tell me. You may know that Keepersall, in addition to making wonderful estate-grown wines, is also a maker of fine spirits, one of which is Jimmy's Texas Bourbon. The thing about bourbon is that it gets its color from being aged in oak barrels that have been flash charred on the inside, and now here's where things get interesting. When the bourbon being aged in a barrel gets bottled, you have an empty oak barrel looking for something to do, and at Keepersall, that something turns out to be age some 2015 Cabernet Sauvignon wine for 23 months. And thus we have Keepersall's Bourbon Barrel Cabernet, a robust but smooth, full-bodied red wine that goes down really well, alone or with dinner, on a winter's evening. Bourbon Barrel Cab is an estate wine, which means you can only get it at the Grand Room at Keepersall, where you can try it before you buy it. And to do that, you go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.